This is a very special and wonderful day, for today we celebrate a new era, a new epoch in the history of the church, even though it goes all the way back to around the year maybe 35, maybe 36 AD. Now, the events that happened today, so many, many years ago, they are directly the result of our patron saint's prayers and intercession. It was this same Saul of Tarsus, whose conversion we celebrate today, that stood by and helped others to kill, to martyr St. Stephen, the first martyr of the New Testament after Pentecost. And St. Stephen prayed for him, and no doubt prayed for him also when he arrived in heaven shortly thereafter his death. And St. Paul's conversion is most definitely one of the effects of the great intercession of our patron, St. Stephen. And so we must never minimize, even though we are now principally the diocesan shrine of Our Lady of Fatima, and hopefully that will take care of us in the near future and in the far future. Nevertheless, it was founded as St. Stephen Parish. St. Stephen, who is the protomartyr of the church. And he interceded with God, and God listened to him. The closer you are to God, the more God listens to you. And this is important to remember when we pray. We cannot expect for God to listen to us if we are in sin and if we live a horrible life. So, Stephen interceded, and Saul of Tarsus, who was a student along with Stephen and others of the great Gamaliel, and that's what he was called in Jerusalem, the great Gamaliel, the great doctor of Judaism. And of course, they were classmates, so that makes it even worse in a way. Well, Saul was not convinced by this new way, as it is spoken of in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. So he got permission, he continued to persecute them, and he got permission to go to Damascus, where the church was growing by leaps and bounds, and he went to the high priest, or in the Latin it says the prince of the priests, and then, in a sense, he was the supreme pontiff of the Jewish priests. And he received letters giving him authority to persecute and to bring back to Jerusalem all those men and women, as it says in the Acts, who were of the Way, which was the first name of the Catholic Church, the Way. What way? The way of Christ, the way of the Savior. And of course, we have grown. It was also there, or nearby, that we were called Christians in Antioch, and first called Catholics. And so he went, and he was ready to get as many people, as many Catholics as he could, and take them back, and put them in jail, and kill them. And then all of a sudden, our Lord appeared, no doubt through the intercession of St. Stephen. And he fell from his horse. It's one of the most famous moments in the history of the church. And he was able to see Jesus. And Jesus says to him, "Saul, Saul, why dost thou persecute me?" And this is extremely important, because he did not say, "Why dost thou persecute my followers or my children or my church?" He said, "Why dost thou persecute me?" The church is the body of Christ, the mystical body of Christ on earth, and it cannot be separated from Christ. And so Saul, of course, didn't say anything. And in fact, he was rendered blind, and our Lord commanded him to go to Damascus, to a street where, in the house of another Judas, who was this time Catholic, he had been telling everyone everything that happened. And the fact that he had seen Jesus Christ. And I'm sure he had seen him in Jerusalem before, so he knew who he was. But he also knew that he was God. which he did not believe until that moment. And then another saint, whose feast is also today, Saint Ananias, received another vision from our Lord. And he was told, go to the street that is called Straight, Rectum, and there you shall find Saul of Tarsus, and he has been converted. And you are to lay hands upon him, that he may receive the Holy Spirit. And Ananias was incredulous and didn't want to believe it, but obeyed. And that's a very good example for all of us. We may not always understand or believe everything that we are told, but we have to obey. And so he went, and as he put his hands on him, scales came out of his eyes, like fish, that kind of scales, and he was able to see again. And Ananias was told by our Lord, he will be the instrument of the conversion of many to me. And he said, and this is something that is not spoken about enough. He said, to many Hebrews or Israelites, to many Gentiles of the nations. So St. Paul is called the doctor of the Gentiles and the apostle of the Gentiles, but he wasn't just to the Gentiles. Our Lord said, to the Hebrews and the Gentiles. And so indeed it was to be. And so today we celebrate this wonderful, wonderful miracle, a miracle of faith. And it changed the whole world, and it changed the whole history of the world and of the church. Through the preaching of St. Paul, millions and millions of persons were converted to the Catholic faith in the Eastern Mediterranean, and he also, I believe, even went to Spain as well, and Portugal. And one of our parishioners, who is now very frail and very near to his calling, Monsieur Joseph Calloward, wrote at least one book about St. Paul, which would be very worthwhile for you to read. I have read it. I have it somewhere in my thousands of volumes that I have read. And it's a magnificent book. And he was writing another one when he got sick. And I keep telling him every time, you need to get well and finish it. And perhaps, who knows, maybe I will finish it. But the thing is that it's a magnificent biography of the life of St. Paul, Saul of Tarsus. So today we pray to Saul of Tarsus, who became St. Paul, the great apostle of the church with St. Peter. And they're always together. And we pray to St. Ananias, and to St. Stephen, and to St. Gamaliel, where they also were found together in the same tomb several centuries later by another miracle of our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.